A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered him, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again, the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me?" But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again, for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me?" Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immortality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immortality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means, translated means, "Teacher, where are you going?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard Jesus and followed John. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. They brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." A calling. We have heard that term used in various ways, and most likely those that someone feels and believes they have received a call from God. And they certainly can be very much varied, and you probably have heard different stories of one who have felt that calling. And I want to share with one with you today. A young man who had finished graduating from 8th grade from the parish school was going to go to the local public school. He was looking forward to it, and he was a great athlete as well. The coach had told him that he probably would be the starting quarterback for the freshman football team. But one day the pastor had called him and said that he'd asked him to do a favor. He said, there are two other boys in your class who graduated with you who would like to go to the seminary, but they're just a little bit timid. He said, if you would go, I know that would encourage them. And he said, if you would just stay a year in high school seminary, you can quit and come home, and I will pay your first year's tuition. So the young man said he would do it. All three of them went down to Milwaukee to begin seminary classes. Of the two that were a little bit timid to go, the first one dropped out after first quarter. The second one dropped out after the first semester. But the one who was asked to go stayed in the seminary. He was ordained a priest, and now he is a senior priest for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Now that is quite a calling. He had no idea, probably even no desire to become a priest, and it was through his pastor to go to the seminary, at least to encourage others to go, and hopefully they would stay. And there are other stories like that. But we also have a story, too, in our first reading today, The Call of Samuel. A little bit background about Samuel. Samuel's mother, Hannah, and her husband, Elkanah, wanted to have children. They were childless. Hannah would pray to God, would go to the temple quite often, and pray that God would look kindly upon them and give them children. They did have a child. The first child was Samuel. His parents took them to the temple to be dedicated to God. The firstborn male was to be dedicated to God. But a little twist in the story here is that Hannah and her husband left him there at the temple. Now, none of you parents get that idea, leave your children here and I'm going to raise them. No, that's not going to happen. I'll call right away for social services. But what happened then was that Eli was going to then teach him and be his mentor. So then we get to the story that we heard, that Samuel heard this calling, and of course, quite naturally, he thought it was Eli. So he went to Eli three different times to say, what is it? I'm here. And it took Eli a little bit of trying to understand. He said, there's only two of us in this temple. Who could this be? And then he realized, being astute, that it had to be God that was calling. So that's why the fourth time he said, well, if you hear this again, you say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And sure enough, God called him again, and that's exactly what he said. And what God was calling him to do was to be a prophet. Now, I think the key word of what Samuel said in return was crucial. He said, servant, your servant is listening. He was willing and wanting to do what God was asking him to do. Not his will, but really the will of God and God's plan for him. Now, the life of Samuel was not easy after that, because he had to confront Eli and his two sons. Eli was the priest in the temple. His two sons were judges, and they were, how to say it, destroying the nation of Israel. Shortly thereafter, what happened is that they went into a battle with the Philistines. They lost, and then the greatest insult was that the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines, considered pagans. Samuel would be influential through the part of the life of the history of Israel. But what Samuel did was to give himself freely to serve God. And we heard that in our gospel passage too, in which the apostles who were called by the Lord left everything behind to serve the Lord. Didn't even think about it, didn't even question. They wanted to serve the Lord. Now, I think we would be remiss if we didn't consider the vocation to which God has called each and every one of us. Whether it is single or married or religious or priest, it is God's vocation for us. And what God wants us to do is to give ourselves freely without any conditions, or to see it, this is my work, but rather it is the work for the Lord, and what you do is to glorify God. It would be good at this Mass to renew your commitment in the vocation to which God has called you, as he had called Samuel, had called the apostles and so many other people, he calls you and me to our vocation in life. We hope that we will each serve and give ourselves freely to serve the Lord and to do it with great joy. You know as well as I do, it's not always easy, and we are challenged in our vocation. That's why we need God's assistance, his help, and his grace. I hope that each and every one of us, like Samuel, can say, "Speak, for your servant is listening," to give ourselves totally and freely, and really want to do God's will here on earth rather than our own.